Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny and breezy in the upper 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy in the lower 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. As we head into Tuesday, mostly sunny, breezy in the upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. For Tuesday night, mostly clear, low near 38. And Wednesday, sunny skies at 71. Currently, it's 61.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and agview.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at agview.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at agview.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. Cattle and Feed Report out late on Friday. And the cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the U.S. for feedlots with capacity over 1,000 head or more totaled 10.8 million head as of the 1st of October. That inventory up 5% from October of last year. The inventory included 6.93 million steers and steer calves, up 2% from the previous year. And that's 64% of the total inventory. Heifers and heifer calves, 3.88 million head, up 13% from 2016. Placements in the feedlot during September, 2.15 million head, 13% above 2016. Net placements, 2.09 million head. And during September, placements of cattle and calves weighing less than 600 pounds, 405,000 head, 6 to 699, 340,000 head, 700 to 799, or 490,000 head, 8 weights at 515,000 head, 9 to 999 pounds, 285,000 head, and 1,000 pounds and greater, 115,000 head. Marketings of fed cattle during September, 1.78 million head, 3% above last year. Another disappearance, 58,000 head during September. That's 38% above 2016. Well, the Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts says ag exports are key to achieving President Trump's plan of reducing the trade deficit with NAFTA members. The White House says more ag exports into Canada and Mexico through the North American Free Trade Agreement will help reduce trade deficits. And Senator Roberts agrees, as Roberts spoke with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer last week, saying he indicated the best way for the trading partners to buy down the deficit is to buy U.S. agriculture products. Roberts says that Lighthizer made it very clear the administration seeks to increase ag exports. Roberts said the administration needs to have its chief ag negotiator at the table. Greg Dowd's nomination is still waiting Senate confirmation. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Rugged Power, legendary Hemi engine.
This truck is the essence of hard work.
And it's built to deliver on every job.
The Ram 1500 Bighorn.
It's Ram Power Days at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Beatrice.
Get a 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn with a Hemi right now with up to $11,000 in rebates. This beast is built to haul more than a...
Test drive one today during Ram Power Month at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Beatrice, or online at twinriv.com.
Must finance with Chrysler Capital. See dealer for details.
A restful night of sleep is so hard to find. Hi, this is Jenny Swarthout from Ashley Homestore and Beatrice. We have a computer sensor test bed that will help you find the right bed for your body and sleep habits. We have name brands like Ashley Sleep, Sealy, and Ashley Home Stores are the number one retailer of Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Get an Ashley Queen mattress set starting at $197, twin mattresses starting at $99, free delivery, free setup, and free haul away on all mattresses over $999. Plus, you get our 100-night comfort guarantee. Find your restful night of sleep at Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A federal judge has refused to release a Kansas man accused of plotting to bomb a mosque and an apartment complex housing Somali refugees. The judge ruled that Gavin Wright is a flight risk and a danger to the community. Wright and co-defendants Patrick Stein and Curtis Allen are charged with conspiring to detonate truck bombs at an apartment complex in Garden City. The state of Kansas reports its unemployment rate dropped slightly to 3.8% in September, but the state saw a small decline in the number of private sector jobs over the previous year. Monthly unemployment rates this year have remained well below those for the last year, but the number of private sector non-farm jobs was 5,000 lower in September than at the same time last year. Department of Labor officials said that Kansas is maintaining a healthy labor market that was stronger in September than it was in August. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey pros, from property updates to new construction, Lowe's makes it easy to save during our Ready to Refresh event. Get up to 30% off appliance special values, including great brands like GE. That's up to 30% off washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more. And knock new doors off your list with up to 10% off select in-stock Therma-True entry doors. For details, see lowesforpros.com or stop by the Pro Desk at your nearest Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 928 through 1031. Door offer valid 1023 through 113. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Kansas lawmakers are considering whether insurance companies should be required to pay health care providers the same amount for telemedicine services as for in-person visits. Advocates believe that the greater use of telemedicine could increase access to health care in rural areas. But insurance company lobbyists say that primary care physicians are paid more because they're expected to continue managing a patient's care rather than the one-time service generally offered with telemedicine. Some members of President Trump's Advisory Commission on Election Integrity are raising concerns about its openness. Two members sent letters to the commission staff complaining about a lack of information regarding the panel's agenda. This comes as Democratic U.S. senators are requesting a government investigation of the commission for ignoring formal requests from Congress. The commission's secrecy has prompted a lawsuit for the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under the law. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's a tech tip from Blue Valley Telecommunications. Do you know what bandwidth is, or megabytes? Bandwidth is the amount of information your internet connection can move. It's described in megabytes or megs. How much bandwidth you need depends upon how many devices you have and what you're going to use your internet for. Your bandwidth speed is split when it enters into your house. If you have only a 5-meg connection with 5 users, each user could end up getting only 1 meg, which can cause things to load really slowly. If you have questions about your speed, give us a call, 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities say that two men have been injured in a Lincoln garage explosion. The blast occurred just after 8 p.m. on Saturday. The men's names have not been released. They had been working on a vehicle in the garage at a duplex, which also suffered some damage. The cause of the explosion is being investigated. President Trump's proposed tax plans could have major implications for Nebraska's tax collections and budget, but state officials say it's too early to know specifically what the changes might mean. The Open Sky Policy Institute says the changes could result in large increases or decreases in the state revenue or cuts to government services, depending on how the plan is implemented. Governor Ricketts says he's confident the state can adjust tax policy changes. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and continued discussion of upgrades for the jail. Interviews with four architectural firms have been completed, and commissioners agreed to begin a conversation with the Kansas City firm, Trainer Architects, in developing plans and costs. Cleanup efforts continue this week at the current jail and dispatch center following the fire set by inmates as part of the jailbreak last Saturday afternoon. Dispatch operations continue being housed at the Marysville Police Department, and the temporary phone number for non-emergency calls remains 785-619-6642. The 911 system remains in operation. Vehicle inspections have been temporarily relocated to the courthouse basement. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and spoke with the road and bridge supervisor regarding options for rebuilding, updating, or replacing the scraper. Commissioners deferred a decision on a request from the post office for adding gravel to a mail route in Strawberry Township, saying it was not the county responsibility to mandate the township provide gravel for a road with no mailboxes or a school route. At the Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last Monday, Miles Hanslick and Mike Clough were appointed to the Nemaha County Fire District No. 3 Board at the recommendation of current board members. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted on our website, KNDYRadio.com, at our Facebook page. Gene P. Brabick, age 57, of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. Graveside funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery, Greenleaf. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Gene Brabick. Grace M. Rippon, age 97, of Hanover, passed away. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. with a rosary at 10:15 at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. At the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Grace Rippon. Dakota William Ferrant, age 26, of rural Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30, at the United Methodist Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery, southwest of Frankfort. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8, at the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Dakota Ferrant.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you combine the Amazing Race and Minute to Win It and toss the Black Squirrels on Parade in the mix, you get the Marysville Black Squirrel Nutty Race. Go nuts and have fun Sunday, October 29th from 1:15 to 4 p.m. It's $40 to enter a four-person team. Proceeds benefit the Pony Express Partnership for Children's Homeless Transition Program. Call 629-8300 to go nuts.
Russ Dieters with Seneca Furniture invites you to the anniversary sale through October. Seneca Furniture, proudly serving this area for 28 years. Featuring names such as Best, Lazy Boy, your authorized Ashley Direct dealer. They offer home furnishings for every room. Check the prices first. Stop in, register for prizes. Through October, it's the anniversary sale at all locations of Seneca Furniture. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 2.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have one low pressure system making its way across the eastern parts of the Midwest, and we have another cold front making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. It doesn't look like it's going to bring us any precipitation, just going to bring us some cooler temperatures as we head into it tomorrow, as well as some breezy conditions. We could see wind gusts anywhere from 30 to 35 miles per hour. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, mostly sunny in the upper 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, low of 42. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. As into Tuesday, mostly sunny and breezy, temperatures in the upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 30. For Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low near 38. As into Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, we'll see warmer temperatures, high near 71. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low near 46, and Thursday, mostly sunny skies. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature late October 66, record high on this date 88 in 1927. The average low 43, the record low 24 in 1982. Sunset this evening 6:33, sunrise in the morning 7:41.
Pumpkin is undoubtedly the flavor of the season. Is it safe for your pet to get in on the act? Some surprising facts about pets and pumpkins today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 23rd, the 296th day of the year. Musician Weird Al Yankovic has a birthday, and late-night TV icon Johnny Carson was born on this day in 1925. America reaches peak pumpkinization about this time every year, with a flavoring found in everything from milkshakes to potato chips. But did you know it can also be beneficial to your pet? The fiber is good for controlling hairballs and treating other digestive issues. Veterinarians often recommend mixing a teaspoon or two into the foods of pets with tummy issues. One word of caution, don't confuse canned pumpkin with canned pie filling mix. Your pet should only have plain, pureed pumpkin, not the kind with spices added. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Rodney Anderson ran 22 yards for the go-ahead score with 7 seconds remaining. Baker Mayfield threw for 410 yards and accounted for 4 touchdowns. And number 9, Oklahoma, rallied for a 42-35 victory over Kansas State on Saturday. Anderson finished with 147 yards rushing for the Sooners. They trailed 21-10 at the break, but proceeded to shred the overmatched secondary of the Wildcats in the second half. And it was the TCU defense dominating overmatched Kansas in the fourth-ranked Horned Frogs 43-0 victory on Saturday. The Jayhawks had 21 yards total offense while tying an 81-year-old NCAA record with their 44th straight loss in a true road game. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
For comfort, quality, and authentic Western style, slip on a pair of Justin boots and take yourself deep in the heart of the Western lifestyle. Boot Barn is the place to go for the largest selection of Justin boots for men, women, and kids. And right now at Boot Barn, you can save up to $20 on select Justin boots. From the ranch, to the saddle, to a night on the town, there's a pair of boots for every occasion, and you can find them all at Boot Barn.
Hey pros, from property updates to new construction, Lowe's makes it easy to save during our Ready to Refresh event. Get up to 30% off appliance special values, including great brands like GE. That's up to 30% off washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more. And knock new doors off your list with up to 10% off select in-stock Therma-Tru entry doors. For details, see lowesforpros.com or stop by the Pro Desk at your nearest Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 9/28 through 10/31. Door offer valid 10/23 through 11/3. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Martin Truex Jr. overcame two early mistakes to win a wild playoff elimination race at Kansas Speedway yesterday. It was an emotional victory for his Furniture Row Racing team following the death of a crew member. Kurt Busch was second, while playoff contenders Kyle Larson, Matt Kenseth, Jamie McMurray, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. were eliminated. Kansas and Missouri finally got back together on the basketball court, teaming to raise money for hurricane relief in a Showdown for Relief exhibition. Devontae Graham scored 25 points in the Jayhawks' 93-87 victory. Missouri was led by Michael Porter Jr., who posted 21 points and 8 rebounds in his debut for the Tigers. The game raised approximately $1.75 million for hurricane relief between game tickets, pay-per-view sales, and other various donations. Mid-America Network Sports.
Sub-state volleyball play Saturday. Holton defeated Marysville, ending the Lady Bulldogs season 25-21, 25-20. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs advanced to Emporia for Class 2A state tournament action. Valley Heights' first-round win over Lincoln sent a final victory over Republic County. Valley Heights took Central Plains in the championship, 25-19, 25-20. Valley Heights, the number 7 seed. Pool play matches Friday in Emporia at 4:30, 5:30, and at 7:30. Axtell Lady Eagles advance, a bye in the first round, a win over Wetmore in the semifinals. Axtell defeating Lynn in the championship, 22-25, 25-20, 27-25. Axtell's for number 7 seed heading to Hayes with pool play Friday at 4:30, 5:30, and at 7:30. Hanover Lady Wildcats advance to Hayes. They receive a bye in the sub-state first round, defeat Pike Valley in the semifinals, and Hanover trip Washington County 25-11, 25-13 to advance. Lady Wildcats are the number 5 seed. Pool play opens in Hayes at 8:30 with matches at 11:30 and 12:30 on Friday. Centralia Lady Panthers are state-bound, a bye in the first round of sub-state. They knock off Troy in the semifinals, and Centralia took Frankfort in the championship, 28-26, 25-23. Centralia, the number 1 seed in pool play Friday, matches at 9:30, 11:30, and at 1:30. High school football Friday, Marysville rolled past Minneapolis 77-12. Riley County topped Beloit 12-0. Hanover down Wakefield 62-12. Axtell took Blue Valley by the same margin 62-12. Centralia beat Valley Heights 30-22. Waubonsie over Washington County 12-9. Lynn beat Tescott 46-0. Thursday, Diller O'Dell down Tri-County 45-7. And on Friday, Lincoln Christian took Southern 54-0.
Friday night lights here in Marysville, Kansas. Your Marysville Bulldogs beat the Minneapolis Lions 77-12. It started early and it was 58-6 at halftime. The Marysville Bulldogs moved to 7-1 and they will play for the district championship next week. The Minneapolis Lions season will be over. They will play a game next week, but they moved to 2-6. And your Marysville Bulldogs once again beat the Minneapolis Lions, 77-12, at home on senior night. Brian Crott for KNDY Sports.
Hanover Wildcats made short work of the Wakefield Bombers in eight-man district action on Friday. Hanover scores less than 2 minutes into the game. Dakin Stahlbomber from 54 yards out. a 47-yard touchdown pass to Thomas Adkins in the first quarter, and a 50-yard quarterback keeper by Dakin Stahlbaumer puts Hanover up 24-6 at the end of one. Early in the second quarter, Kevin Diedrich from 40 yards out. Stahlbaumer scores from 6. Carter Bruna carries in from 4. There's a safety on a bad snap. A kick return by Adkins of 55 yards, and Kevin Diedrich adds the final score for Hanover. Wakefield's on the board just twice. Our final 62-12. Hanover, at the half, defeats Wakefield as the Wildcats improve to 8-0. Wakefield falls to 5-3. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Tincture of Auburn Sales and Service wants our wounded and disabled military veterans to know that we are proud to honor them for putting their lives on the line for our great nation. America salutes you from your friends at Tincture of Auburn Sales of Service, high-quality vehicles you can trust.
October is National Eat Together, Eat Better Month, and since our harvest baskets are overflowing and the farmers' markets are filled with locally grown produce, it's an easy time to make this happen. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Families that eat together tend to eat more nutritious meals and a wider variety of foods. Shared meals also provide an ideal time to socialize, exchange ideas, and learn healthy eating habits from each other. Start with a trip to the garden and get everyone involved in the harvest. Supplement your own garden fresh produce with a trip to the farmer's market. While there, consider purchasing some new-to-you vegetables and fruit for your family to try. Then search the internet and your recipe books for tasty ways to include these fruits and vegetables in your meal. Get everyone involved in the process. Those reluctant veggie eaters in the group may be a bit more adventuresome if they have helped select the ingredients and recipes for the meal. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The 4 How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
I travel on location for each of the features you hear on this program. And today, we journey to a spot that many of us have heard of, but few would venture to go. We find ourselves inside Iran. If it sounds a bit ominous, give us a moment to explain. It's a unique trip on this edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Ira and Ann Yates were ranchers in southwest Texas. In 1926, a well drilled on their property became a gusher.
This field at one time was the world's largest, and then later was the largest in the United States.
Snooks Collette shares the story from the local museum here. The new oil field needed lots of workers, and a town had to be created out of nothing.
When they decided to give the town a name, they suggested different names. So they ended up naming it Ira Ann.
After Ira and Ann Yates, on whose ranch the oil had been discovered, the husband and wife even donated land for the new town begun in 1926. When you combine their two names, you get a town spelled I-R-A-A-N. No one gave it a second thought back in the 1920s.
Of course, at that time, there was no Iran. It was Persia. And a lot of people then, when Iran had our people prisoners, they wanted to change the name. We said, heck no, they didn't change. We're not changing.
And although the town is officially pronounced Iran, plenty of people do say Iran. And as Snooks points out, they had the name first, so they are keeping it. In fact, even though I agreed with her, she seemed intent on making sure I left town knowing exactly how her town was to be said on the radio, so as not to give any confusion with the country over in the Middle East.
It's Iran after Iran and Yates.
Yeah.
A lot of people say Iran, I-R-A-N, but it's Iran.
The town grew to over 1,600 people in the 1930s. Today, there are still over 1,200 here, and there's still oil to be found from one of the largest oil fields in the nation. Oil found on the ranch of Ira and Ann Yates provided what is today an interesting place name in the country. Traveling the countryside in Ira and Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
It won't be long and most of our perennials will be dormant. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mulch your plants to help protect them from harsh winter conditions, but timing is everything as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
One of the last gardening chores is to spread mulch around your perennials to help them through the winter. Justin Hancock is a horticulturist with Costa Farms. He says the biggest misconception about mulch is that it's meant to keep plants warm. The cycle of freezing and thawing is hard on shrubs and perennials, so mulch should be put down after the soil starts to freeze.
If you think about the way that water works, when it freezes, it expands. And if you think about that around the plant roots, that constant freezing and thawing can push plants up out of the ground and expose them to cold damage. But if you wait until the soil freezes and then you lay down your mulch, you're going to keep it nice and cold during those winter thaws, and you're not going to see nearly as much cold damage.
How deep you mulch depends on where you live, what you're growing, and what your pests are. For example, if you have problems with voles and rodents, don't pile mulch too deep or you'll be offering them a cozy nest to burrow into. 2 to 3 inches is usually sufficient. The mulch you use should have good insulative value and air pockets. Shredded wood and pine needles are popular options. Hancock says do not use big, whole leaves.
What can happen is that when they get wet, they stick to each other, and you end up with a plastering, and you don't have good aeration, so you're not getting a good insulative value. But then they can also eventually form a mat, and it makes it really hard for air and water to cycle through the soil the way it should. And then you can run into rot or disease problems with your plants.
In the spring, remove the mulch just before the plants emerge. If you leave it on too long, the plants can suffocate as they start to grow. Find more tips on mulching the garden for winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a real estate auction. A house at 211 North 12th Street in Marysville will sell for Charles and Desiree Bradley on Tuesday, October 24th. Sale to be held at 6:30 p.m. This is a spacious 5 or 6 bedroom home, 3 finished floors, a 2-car attached garage. The house has plenty of room, is close to schools and downtown. The home sits on a corner lot. For an inspection, call Valerie at 713-1466. For information, go online to DonaldPerlRealtyAuction.com. This real estate auction of the property at 211 North 12th Street in Marysville begins at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, October 24th. Sale conducted by Donald Perel Realty and Auction.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Cows are just the opposite of humans when it comes to productivity. It seems cows produce better when they're just laying around doing nothing. Stay tuned for the Farm Journal Report.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Dairy cows under stress don't produce as well, so you might assume that more contented cows produce better. The University of Wisconsin at Madison looked into that and created the Dairyland Initiative, in part to help producers improve cow comfort. Dr. Nigel Cook is director.
It was really a vehicle to make sure that producers that wanted to build a facility had the information they needed to do the best possible job, making sure that cows get at least 12 hours of rest. We do that on a deep bed of sand, so this is now life on a beach for our dairy cows.
Cook says dairy cows are metabolic athletes that need their downtime to stay healthy. In Sauk City, Wisconsin, Mitch Breinig is with Mystic Valley Dairy.
A really happy cow is either eating or laying down or in the milking parlor being milked. And one of the things we've done with the university, the Dairyland Initiative, is look at how many hours a day that our cows lay down and doing things that we can do to improve and make that number larger.
Mystic Valley built facilities with larger stalls and uses sand for bedding. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Debbie Stabenow, the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, wants to defend the farm bill from possible budget cuts that could come during the budget reconciliation process that got started this week. She filed an amendment on Wednesday that intended to keep all farm bill programs away from any spending reductions from 2019 through 2028. The move is seen mostly symbolic, coming as the Senate gets ready to consider the GOP budget resolution, which would pave the way for tax reform. The Senate's budget resolution spares the Ag Committee from having to come up with cuts, while the House resolution calls for $10 billion in cuts over the next 10 years. Those two measures will have to be reconciled. As we write the farm bill, she said, we need to send a message to our farmers, families, and rural communities that they are not on the chopping block for cuts. The amendment protects farm programs from harmful budget cuts, and she says the amendment also helps protect America's land and water, as well as invest in the country's farmers and small towns. Well, farm state senators have been keeping pressure on the EPA over its actions on biofuels. A small group of senators has been blocking votes on EPA nominees. South Dakota Senator John Thune, a member of the group, said we've had enough with the block of Midwestern senators that they're going to have to pay attention to us. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst set up a scheduled Environment and Public Works Committee vote this week, saying her frustration level is pretty high over the Trump administration's stance on biofuels. The group of senators wants a written guarantee or a public announcement from the administration that they will do everything they can to support the renewable fuels industry throughout America. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Here's the latest market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We're seeing some good movement upward for corn and Kansas City wheat. Soybeans have tried to come around a little bit as well. Let's take a look. December corn is up 6 1/4 at 350 and 3/4. March corn is up 6 at 364 and a half. December Kansas City wheat is up 11 currently at 433 and 3/4. March KC wheat is up 10 and a half at 451 and a quarter. The wheat markets are doing very well so far here on Monday. November soybeans, after kind of a tough start, have rallied. November beans up 2 at 980 and 3/4. January beans up 1 and 3/4 at 991. All the later months are up by 1 and 3/4, 2 cents, or sometimes more. Soybean meal has had some difficulty today. December is at 316.60. That's down 50 cents. January bean meal is at 318.70. That's down 60 cents. Bean oil, however, has stayed fairly strong today. December bean oil is up 34 at 34.50. January is up 31 at 34.62. So things look good for soybean oil and the beans themselves, while soy meal struggles just a little bit. We've seen some volatility with cattle after the Friday cattle on feed report. Live cattle did not start well, but have rallied a little bit. Feeder cattle continue to have some issues. October live cattle up 27 at 111.95. December up 27 at 116.87. Most of the later months are higher. October feeders, though, down 17 at 153.45. November down 82 at 152.25. The later months in feeder cattle are all down. Hogs are mixed. The early contracts are lower. Some of the later ones are higher. December hogs down 82 currently at 64.02. February down 37 at 68.72. Cotton is having a heyday today. December cotton up 269 at 69.57. Crude oil is up. December crude is up 7 cents now at 51.91 a barrel. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, looking forward to this week, the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. I'll talk about some of the highlights after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
I'm sending out this warning to folks living in Indianapolis. It's good news. You will be invaded by about 60,000 blue jacket wearing FFA members, young men and young women gathering in Indianapolis for the annual convention. I might also send a warning if you're planning a business trip to Indianapolis this week. You may want to change your plans because my guess is every hotel room within 60 miles of downtown Indianapolis are already taken by members and sponsors and teachers and parents all involved in the Future Farmers of America, as it used to be called when I was a member. It is now the FFA organization, because the programs of the FFA go far beyond what we used to consider just farming, pigs and cows and corn and soybeans. It's a whole lot more now, and when they come to a place like Indianapolis, they not only leave a lot of money because they're pretty good eaters, but they also perform a lot of public service. They have a day of service during their convention where members will go into city parks, clean them, where members will go into schools and work to upgrade them, doing all sorts of public service to the community that really does welcome FFA members. And the FFA members are going home with, well, unforgettable experiences. Over the years, we've seen many engagements following the convention and ultimately weddings, and they are always good stories. But basically, the story is helping these young people continue to guide their lives in positive directions, to receive honors for what they have accomplished and will be accomplishing. And Samuelson says this week, I'll talk about the amount of scholarships awarded. Back with a final word after this message.
October is National Co-op Month, and the Farmers Cooperative is proud of our 113 years of co-op history. We operate as a true cooperative by paying dividends back to our patrons and reinvesting in facilities and equipment to better serve you. The Farmers Cooperative would like to say thank you to its membership, and we appreciate your business. We hope you have a safe and successful harvest.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
I've been attending the National FFA Convention since it was held in Kansas City in the late 1950s. It's my battery charging week. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Nemaha County Cooperative and Mr. Tire Service Center encourage farmers to always double-check the machinery is shut down completely before doing any repairs or maintenance. Think safety first. From Nemaha County Cooperative and Mr. Tire Service Center in Seneca, your friend in the tire business.
Pioneer Growing Point Agronomy Trials and Information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management.
With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer field agronomist Scott Eversgert to discuss wheat nitrogen rate.
So as we look at nitrogen in wheat, it's probably one of the variables in wheat production that we actually have some control over. So many things that happen in wheat production that we can't control, but nitrogen is one we can. When we look at a comprehensive nitrogen management program for wheat, it really does start in the fall when we look at putting that crop in the ground. So if we're going into a tough scenario, we want to make sure we got some nitrogen available for that crop, even in the fall, to get that crop established and get some tillering going on. So we will typically look at 30 to 50 pounds of nitrogen in the fall at seeding. Now, obviously, if we're following soybeans, usually the DAP requirements for that soybean crop or for that wheat crop will fulfill the nitrogen. If we're following a corn crop, typically our soils are pretty depleted of nitrogen following corn, so we'll have to make sure we're adding some supplemental in besides the DAP in the form of urea or some other form of nitrogen to get that 30 to 50 pounds out there in the fall.
What factors should growers consider when determining the nitrogen rate for wheat?
So there are a couple other important factors. Number one being the variety. We have discovered over time that each variety is going to respond differently to nitrogen rates, especially as we look at our spring nitrogen rates, but even looking at back into the fall during seeding, as we look at nitrogen rates it takes to establish a crop. The most popular seeding rate we will recommend is we start out around 1.4 million to maybe 1.5 million seeds per acre. We will then start to increase that depending on conditions. So as you get into the fall of 2017, we're sitting here in a very, very dry scenario right now. We will definitely increase those seeding rates just because a lot of the wheat that we're getting ready to plant is not going to come up till it rains, and the forecast doesn't look very favorable for that. So without that quick emergence, we basically effectively have a later planting date. The later planting date will, of course, call for us to increase the seeding rates. So we'll definitely do that as we get into these dry conditions. And then, of course, no-till. If we're no-tilling a wheat crop, obviously the seed bed isn't as good. So we're going to, again, increase the seeding rates as much as 10 to 15 to 20%. So definitely some decisions made here this fall that will have a big influence on what we do in the spring as far as nitrogen management to compensate for that lack of a good seed bed. Contact your local Pioneer sales professional to discuss the correct nitrogen rates for your operation.
Thanks, Scott. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
Stock up on STP antifreeze coolants from the Farmers Cooperative. Purchase 3 cases of STP antifreeze and earn $1 off each gallon at any of our car care centers. Plus, enter to win great prizes, and one lucky winner will receive 2 tickets to the Nebraska Husker and Kansas Jayhawks basketball game, plus dinner for 2 at Misty's on December 16th. Offer good until November 30th. See your Farmers Cooperative today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, this week, more than 65,000 FFA members will arrive in Indiana for their national convention as the city of Indianapolis and the state of Indiana are ready to roll out the blue carpet to welcome back the FFA. National FFA President David Townsend says the theme of this year's convention stresses achievement and community service.
The theme is I Can, We Will. So it demonstrates that individually we are capable. We have our skills and abilities that we've been gifted with. But together, when we combine those with the abilities of others, we're able to make an even bigger impact.
National FFA CEO Mark Poschel said not only does FFA develop leaders, it also develops agricultural advocates.
As people become generations removed from the farm, they don't understand that food and agriculture are tied together. So our students play an important role not only in producing and marketing healthy and abundant food products, but also in telling the story of agriculture through advocacy efforts that take place all across the country.
Indiana Lieutenant Governor Susan Crouch said the careers in agriculture on the production end and the technical side that FFA fosters is key to the future of agriculture.
Our farmers
not only have to know how to farm and have to be aware of agriculture, they have to be businessmen and they have to know technology. So this kind of emphasis on technology is the future in ag.
Indianapolis will host the FFA convention through 2024 and is literally turning the city blue. On Thursday, the canal that runs through the heart of downtown is dyed blue in honor of the FFA. More than 65,000 FFA members arriving in Indiana this week for their national convention. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Wheat growers, now is the time to be thinking about certified seed. AgriPro brand varieties are developed by the largest and longest-running wheat breeding program in North America. The SY Grit variety is a yield leader even in tough, dry conditions. SY Grit combines excellent standability, a good disease package, and high yield for superior overall performance. Now is the time to call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find performance and agronomic data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.